I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Net metering lets people generate their own power from renewable energy sources, such as solar and wind, and then sell the power they don't use back to utilities. But there is a limit as to how much net metered power utilities can buy, and some are now reaching that 15% cap. VPR's Melody Beaudet has more.
Vermont's largest electric utility, Green Mountain Power, says they're reaching their limit for net metering projects. They've filed with the Vermont Public Service Board for a strategic limited expansion of net metering to continue through 2016. GMP's Kristen Carlson says the utility will continue to accept net metering applications for projects under 15 kilowatts. Typically, those are rooftop or ground-mounted solar systems for a single home or business. GMP wants to allow for a total of 7.5 megawatts of larger community solar projects. Carlson says that will allow homes and businesses that can't site solar on their own properties to join together with landowners who can host a project.
The projects that will go toward that 7.5 megawatts for those community projects are going to be sized at 150 kW or smaller. And we're asking it to be tied, pending public service approval, tied to the fact that it's going to help the landowner cover their own power usage.
Carlson says the utility has also created a color-coded map showing where solar development is happening in the state.
We create a really simple color code system that shows where there is room and capacity for new solar, and it's abundant there, and where their grid might be approaching capacity.
GMP isn't the only utility reaching the cap. Vermont Electric Cooperative is closing their net metering program to new applications.
We are full up. We reached our cap.
VEC's Andrea Cohen says the co-op's board has decided to wait and see what the net metering rules will be in 2017.
We're hoping that, you know, frankly, that we don't need any cap. Our goal would be that there's no cap and that the pricing for net metering is sustainable. Right now, we're paying 18 or 19 cents for folks who are doing their own metering, and that's way higher than the market rate. And we're looking for that to get closer in line so that we can, frankly, as a nonprofit cooperative, you know, afford to have everybody have solar that wants it.
According to Public Service Department data, Hardwick, Hyde Park, Jacksonville, and Washington Electric Cooperative are also approaching or above the 15% net metering cap. The Public Service Board will consider a new net metering program for 2017. For VPR News, I'm Melody Beaudet.